The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Bats find food in a cluttered space, much the same way that humans shuffle through a crowded refrigerator looking for a late-night snack. Except while people use sight to find that treat hidden behind the lettuce, bats use sonar to find a tasty insect hiding in the trees. You see, bats find their way around by a process called echolocation. They emit ultrasonic pulses that hit objects like leaves, trees, and insects, and bounce back to the bat to tell them what's around them. But when an echo returns from clutter, at the same time a sound bounces back from an insect, the bat has trouble figuring out where its meal is. So bats adjust the timing of their sounds when they encounter clutter, and they seem to broadcast a series of quick, loud vibrations, much like a strobe flashes light. This series of clicks and squeaks allow the bat to better measure a confusing landscape to determine where the insects they are seeking are hiding. This new research also debunks a long-held belief that a bat's sonic pulse output is tied to its respiration and wing beat. Instead, chiropterists have found that bats adjust their sonic pulse output to respond to information they receive from echolocation.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.